There are new figures out for how long we live in America. It's a kind of snapshot of the country's well-being from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. NPR's Allison Kojak is here with the numbers. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What did the report tell us?
Well, the report told us basically that life expectancy is unchanged. We can expect to live about 78.8 years, almost 80. But it broke it down by race and gender. And the big winners, in this case, are Black men. The report showed that Black men's life expectancy has gone up almost 6 months. And that's a one-year change, which is pretty dramatic.
Well, it's pretty dramatic. They live to be how old?
72.2 years. So their life expectancy is still lower than the general population.
And how is it that Black men are seeing their situations improve?
Well, like I said, they are starting from a lower baseline, but they've been improving over the last several years. Those improvements start with better health care, better socioeconomic situation, and less violence. The biggest declines in death rates were in cancer, homicide, and heart disease.
And it does seem like a half year increase in life expectancy is pretty big if the jump seems to be in a single year.
Yeah, it does seem really big. And I asked the researchers about that. And what I was really surprised by was they said that that's the third time that's happened in recent years for this population, for Black men.
Now, the gap between Blacks and whites, I gather, is normally shrinking. But for women, white women, they're not doing so well.
No, that's one of the sad things in the report. The life expectancy for white women had declined only by a month. But really, it's the first time that they've seen a decline in life expectancy for white women since they started getting the data. This data has been collected since about 1900, or at least they went back to 1900 to start collecting it. And the reasons are rather depressing. The researchers I spoke to said drug overdoses, suicide, alcoholism are the reasons that white women are dying younger.
So clearly there's some white women in this country who are in crisis.
It sounds like that, doesn't it? I did try to ask the CDC research about that. Their report doesn't really go into the reasons why this is happening. But a few months ago, there was another report by researchers at Princeton that showed basically the same information. Middle-aged white people were dying of drug overdoses, alcoholism, suicide. They speculated in that report that it had a lot to do with the financial strain from the financial crisis and what's been happening since then, the lack of recovery from that, and also the opioid epidemic. A lot of people are now addicted to drugs.
And just finally, anything else interesting in this study?
Yeah, well, there was a few other things that were interesting. Hispanics in the United States have the longest lifespans of anybody, any other group, both men and women and combined. And they are just generally doing better. If you're a Hispanic American, you're going to live a little bit longer than the other populations.
Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
That's NPR's Allison Kojak on the new study out on life expectancy from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.